Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, June 17, 2026. Trump has lost an offshore wind fight, and Beverly Trash fee is increasing by $200. Partly cloudy, breezy, low 70s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:51 p.m. Christian Wade, State House reporter, reports that Massachusetts and other Democratic-led states are declaring victory in a year-long court fight with the Trump administration over offshore wind after a federal appeals court approved a request to drop the legal challenge. The ruling issued Monday by the First Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston granted the U.S. Interior Department's request to drop its appeal of a lower federal court ruling that had invalidated its wind directive, pausing new offshore development. Attorney General Andrea Campbell and other Democratic attorneys general who were part of an 18-state coalition that sued over the directive last year lauded the court's decision to grant the federal government's request to dismiss the case as a win for renewable energy and the environment. Jamie Pote writes in the Salem News, Beverly City Council has approved a $200 increase in the trash fee. This was done on Monday night, ending weeks of bitter acrimony and debate among and between city officials and local residents. The council voted 7-2 in favor, with Ward 3 City Councilor Steve Crowley and Ward 6 Councilor Matt St. Hilaire voting against of an annual fee of $300 for residents beginning July 1, when the 5-year contract with the Casella Management begins. The current fee for residents is $100. The increase, which had been reduced from $425 in an amendment proposed by Ward 1 Councilor Todd Rotondo, required two votes for formal passage, the first coming at a city council meeting on June 1. Residents will receive a standard 95-gallon recycling barrel and have until August 15 to pick one of three options for their trash: $200 for the smaller 35-gallon barrel, $300 for the regular 65-gallon barrel, or $400 for the large-size 95-gallon barrel. Existing commercial accounts would pay $650. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
ItemLive.com reports that Nahant Fire Chief Austin Antrim said the proposed $1 million tax levy override could provide the Nahant Fire Department with the necessary help it's needed for the past 40 years. The override is in respect to Massachusetts Law Proposition 2.5, which states that the maximum taxes can be raised to 2%, make that 2.5% by the town, without resident approval. The $1 million override is the first of two questions on the ballot that will be voted on by residents during the June 24 special election. The first question on the ballot is, shall the town of Nahant be allowed to assess an additional $1 million in real estate and property taxes for the purpose of funding the operating budgets of the town and public schools for fiscal year beginning July 1, 2026? That's stated on the Nahant early official ballot. And Gail McCarthy reports in the Gloucester Times. In Gloucester, the St. Peter's Fiesta Committee continues to find ways to involve local youth in St. Peter's Fiesta activities. This year, Fiesta begins June 15, which was, what, 2 days ago, with the novena to St. Peter, and ends on June 28 with the closing procession of the statue of St. Peter. Two events that take place the week before the launch of Fiesta have been evolving in recent years. One is a youth ball hockey tournament, now in its third year, and the other is a youth soccer tournament, now in its second year. The winners of both will be recognized on the evening of Sunday, June 28, when all Fiesta sporting awards are presented on the altar. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, with the high school sports playoffs completed, the North Shore sports scene has quieted down a bit. The North Shore Navigators beat Vermont 5-2 last night. The Navs host Danbury tonight at 6:05 at Fraser Field in Lynn. And the Red Sox lost 6-1 to the Blue Jays last night. If you care, that series continues tonight at Fenway Park. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our Media Director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.